I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want your Thanksgiving week started off right? How about some golf? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes.
Third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up. Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch in Woodstock. Get signed up, man. All you need to do is go to 929thegame.com, click on the events link, and do it now because those foursomes are getting filled up pretty quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting pets for vets. We are up at Flowery Branch today. Ra's going to join us, Coach Ra, here in the next 25 minutes or so. Again, depending on how practice goes. Now, Mike, if he's late, maybe there was some yelling going on or something like that.
I don't want to see somebody's ass in a briefcase. I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just the question we're having now is, you know, this same squad, the same nucleus of guys, you know, save for maybe Drew Dahlman as opposed to Ryan Neusel, and certainly a full season of Caleb McGarry over Elijah Wilkinson. But Storm Norton did get some work last year.
Yeah.
Went to 6-3. So 9 games in, this team was 6-3. 7 games in, we're 3-4. Now we're breaking in a rookie quarterback. We've had some clunkers. You know, last year we had some epic wins. We had those two wins against Tampa Bay. Both by this time last year, we had beaten Tampa Bay at home in one of the greatest games at Mercedes-Benz, and then the game Halloween weekend down on the road in Tampa. You know, our best wins, Carl, you already alluded to, against the Commanders, albeit without Jaden Daniels, and against Buffalo. So what are we? And that's what a lot of guys, when I ask folks today, give me some questions for Coach, aside from what we've got on our sheet, and we'll have our sheet together coming up here in a bit. Guys are asking, what about the inconsistency, what you brought up? Why do we tend to play down, Carl, to the perceived lesser opponents?
Yeah, look, there's no reason for that. We've won, Jack. We're not a 2- or 3-time champion. We haven't had an MVP on this team. We haven't had a defensive player of the year on this team. Like, we haven't done enough to feel like we can even play down to our competition. But I do think sometimes it's human nature to look at certain things with teams and you go, man, this team's not that good. And I do think they thought that about the Dolphins last week. Hell, I thought that about the Dolphins last week. Tua came in here and I said, he is terrible.
They literally wanted to hide Tua in their game plan.
He was awful coming into this game. And so, you know, you went from that to a guy throwing 4 touchdowns on you. That's what it is. So we have no room to feel like and I'm not saying the fan base does, but I do think there's been this sense that when we get these big-time matchups, Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, we show up. We rise to the occasion. It was Sunday, you got the Dolphins. They're 1-6. We'll see what we do.
It was a 3-point game in San Fran national TV, and the wheels came off.
Yeah, because you were ready. I mean, like, you felt like we were going to do something significant. 404-726-0929. Report out there. Here we go. Kirk Cousins desires an opportunity to start elsewhere. Well, we already know this.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
We
good luck. But again, as we said, Kirk, and nice to us, nice, you know, again, I'll never understand what the hell that was last year, but you didn't really sell your brand on Sunday afternoon.
No, he did not.
You know, if this was a car dealership, real quick story, years ago, and I won't name the manufacturer because they have gotten their ish together since then, but I tested
Fiat? Over, Fiat?
Actually, it was a Dodge Challenger.
Oh, okay.
Back when they were like, remember like really short cars? Remember the late 80s, early 90s? They were all kind of like, even the Mustangs didn't look great.
No, they were, yeah.
So I go to test drive a car. I was working in Roanoke, Virginia, and I go to shift the car into drive. And the handle comes off in my hand, like the plastic, like breaks off. And I look at the salesman. He goes, "I guess this test drive is over." I go, "Huh?" You know, that was. And I'm sorry, the analogy I'm giving you is that was Kirk Cousins on Sunday to any potential suitor.
Yeah, you know, that was the whole thing back then, Mike, by American,
right?
Because it was perceived that the foreign cars were cheap.
Right.
They were, and how they were built.
But Detroit had some real tough, hard times for about 15 years till they got it together.
No doubt. All right, man. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights, brighten your holidays this year. Coming up, Roz on the way. Day-Day, real quick, jump in here because you were just talking about Ronald Acuna. There is no news about the Braves. I'm only mentioning this because he's been recognized as such. So has Drake Baldwin. We knew Drake had a great year, but this is the start of, I think, you know, many awards for Drake. He is going to be a really good player for the Braves. But what were you saying to us before we came out of break?
Yes, the Major League Baseball Players Association Player Choice Awards, Ronald Acuna Jr. getting the Comeback Player of the Year.
Acuna and, for life!
And Drake Baldwin getting the Outstanding Rookie.
Okay. That's good, man.
Okay.
Double A, do some work. I mean, like, we got to still do some work. This is good. These guys are on the
right.
team.
Now, we discussed this the other day on our pre-show because sometimes we don't get, again, I know you say 4 hours, can't you squeeze in some race? Sometimes. But in this case, a lot of Falcons because folks are hot. People are hot. But we were talking about it. You know, technically the Braves will be number three in payroll. Right now, if you look it up, and you can, Braves are number three in payroll behind the Dodgers and the Mets.
Yeah.
So my spidey sense says, not so much Alex, because he'll never throw the management on the bus, but the guy above him, McGurk, will say, hey, man, we're top three in payroll. I don't know what you fans expect us to do. I mean, you think we could go buy a parking lot across – oh, never mind. But, I mean, you'd like to see some of that money put back into the team to get us the two starting pitchers you're going to need. Well, everybody else is a giant question mark.
They are.
So that's where I just want to – and not to mention you talked about it, some of the other key positions, like how the shortstop thing will be addressed as well.
Yeah, man. But congratulations to those guys. And look, anytime you're recognized, it's fun. That's cool. We got some really good players. We know that. We need more. That's where we're at. But the Braves news, I think, guys, will start to break here once we get past the World Series. This is when we'll start to hear some of the things we've been waiting on. By the way, I said this to you guys two weeks ago. They're in no rush to hire their manager because they don't have to. They want to talk to everybody, and this is the sense that I got, that they want to interview a variety of candidates. And I think they're going through that process, and they're talking to all the people. And when it's time, they'll let us know. I'm more concerned, Mike, in getting a beat on some of these other positions,
right,
and getting involved in those negotiations with some players that are going to have choices, that will have options, because you're not just going to go out and get the best pitcher who wants to come to Atlanta because we're Atlanta. He's going to have options. So we got to get in on those conversations, and I'm sure they're working towards that. Can I share something with you real quick? I don't know if because I got this, you know, from a couple of different people. And I don't know if you guys want or expect me, or Mike for that matter, to just be mad all damn week. And I want to put this in perspective. We go to these games. We watch the games. Sometimes we leave these games early because we're so frustrated, just keeping it 100 with you. And then after the game, there is a real visceral reaction. But I can't be mad at my wife, my dogs, my kid all damn week, okay? I got to at some point just take a step back and go, okay, I hope this stuff gets fixed. And that's where I am with the Falcons. So for people who are fussing at me like you wanted everybody fired, if this doesn't get fixed, that's what's going to happen. But the idea that you just want me raging mad every damn day, it's not going to happen. My blood pressure is already high, okay? So I got to take a step back. I got to let Ra explain to us what he wants to and how he's going to fix this, Mike. And then we got to see what they do on Sunday. But this is going to escalate, and it will get to a point where two things happen, Falcon fans. One, we fix ourselves and we get really good and we go to the playoffs and everybody's happy. Two, it doesn't. Jobs are lost and it feels like we're completely starting over. But I am not going to be in this state of pissed offness every day just because you think, hey, you said he wanted everybody fired, because that's where I'm at. I'm so frustrated. But I'm not going to let that dictate the show or how Mike and I do business. And I just want to put that out there because I've gotten that a bunch from people who say, you want this, you want that. We still do. Everything we've talked about, it hasn't changed our opinions, Mike.
Right.
It hasn't.
Well, I mean, again, he has to go to talk to Arthur Blank each week. You know, and he's not. That's a private conversation. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. I could ask Coach. He's not going to answer it. Like, what did Arthur say to you? What did Arthur? You know, I mean, he did give some clue. He had to explain some of the things that happened to him. They talked about that in the press conference. But I'm with Carl. You see our media reaction after the game. I was hot. If I owned the team, I would have fired the coach. I'd fire everybody. You know, but I mean,
that's how we operate.
That's how we, you know,
how we operate.
I just feel that, you know, it just feels like we're backsliding into when things went off the rails last season. And then there's the big picture. You know, we spent a large chunk of Monday saying, as Falcon fans, where do you draw the line? Where do you say, I'm done? You know, I live for football. I love going to games. By the way, who wants to go to Tallahassee this weekend? Day-Day, you want to go to Florida State? Wake?
What's their record?
What do you care? You want to go to Wake? Come on, it's a great game. I got great seats, Data. You want to go?
Where are they at in the
ACC? You know what Data ACC now? He's always a silent partner.
Wait a minute.
Earlier, Data goes, it's a really good game. I go, you want to go?
You got to answer these questions. Where are they at in the standings?
Friggin' dead last. There's next to last in the ACC.
Who wants to go to that game?
Who cares? It's football. I still love it. I love it, damn it.
I love it, too.
But I love the NFL experience. And we know that Arthur built a great stadium.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate the fact that a quarter of it is inhabited by opposing fans, so be it. But, I mean, this is where we've been living this week, this sense of dread that this season is about to come off the rails.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get something from the coach that will instill some confidence and not be the same old, and we'll hopefully get that when he talks to us.
He's coming up. Stay there. We're live at Flyer Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. You're listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.